Welcome to Eagles United Ministries, where we are breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. This is Pastor Jay and Evangelist Hill. We are about to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with you. If you want to call into our live show, call in at 347-826-9424. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God, but with God, all things are possible. We're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're on Twitter, we're everywhere. All you got to do is Google My Gospel Soul Radio, and you'll find us. We want to make sure we're always sharing a word that will inspire and encourage your spirit. Now, let's get into the show. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Eagles United Ministries, where we are breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. I'm excited, amen, this morning. We are doing our live broadcast, okay, and on Eagles United, on My Gospel Soul Radio. But also, I'm excited because today at 3 o'clock, we will be in our second official service in our building at 5922 MLK Boulevard, okay? You need to come on out and be a part and bless the Lord with us. Amen. We look forward, amen, to God doing some great and marvelous things in your life, amen? Not just blessing you, praise God, but motivating you to do some things, praise God, amen, that you never imagined you could do. Praise God, amen. But it's through the unction and the power of the Holy Ghost that you are able, praise God, amen, to just bless others and know the importance of blessing others and understanding, praise God, to keep your hands open, amen. Let the blessings flow out and the blessings flow in, praise God. That's how you are blessed. Again, welcome to Eagles United Ministries Sunday morning broadcast, okay? Let's get it started with a little bit of A.R. Bay saying, I need a miracle right here on Eagles United.
I need a miracle. I need a touch from you. I need something to happen quickly in my life. I need a blessing, Lord, in this recession, Lord. Can you make a way for me? That only you can do now. I need a miracle now. Give me a miracle now. I need a miracle that only you can do now.
I need a miracle now. Give me a miracle.
My life, I need a miracle.
Today, praise God, amen. Whatever you need, I guarantee you, God's got it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's pray. I believe, amen, without a shadow of a doubt, praise God. If we pray it, believe it, praise God, trust him, amen, that he will come through on our behalf. Glory to God. Amen. We do have a lot of ups and downs and struggles in our lives, but we have to remember, praise God, that he is in full control. Glory to God. It doesn't matter what it looks like or it seems like, praise God. We got to know that God is in full control. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord, we thank you for meeting us right here on Blog Talk Radio, on Facebook Live. We thank you, Father God, for just meeting us on every platform that this broadcast is on. Even if this is in a playback, I pray, Father God, that that anointing, your healing power, your peace, your grace will rest on those that are listening. Lord, I know without a shadow of a doubt that you are able. You are able to do exceedingly and more abundantly above all that we could ask for. So, Lord, we give all of our issues. We give all of our problems. We give all of our storms to you. And, Lord, we ask that you hide us in you, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Wrap your loving arms around us, Father God, and just hide us. I send a special prayer for those who have lost loved ones. Knowing without a shadow of a doubt, Father God, that you will comfort them and that you will keep them and that you will give them peace whose mind is stayed on you. And we thank you for it right now. In your Son Jesus' name, amen and amen. You got to know, praise God, that God has your best interest at heart. And he is waiting on you to call on you so he can pick up your life, faith. Amen. He can pick up your heavyweight. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you. Silent foundation. To God be the glory. Great thing. As welcome to the United Music. Praise God. So we just want to say, amen. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I love, amen, to praise the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. One of the songs I'm about to play, praise God, amen, is by Sharon Moore. I love her. Hallelujah. When I say, will bless you, she will bless you, praise God, amen. God has anointed her, praise God, to minister through song. He has anointed her to bring you into a place of praise. Amen. Hallelujah. So we just want to take this time, praise God, to share this song with you. Say, Jesus want to bless you right here on Eagles United Radio. Together, running over. That's how he want to bless you, amen. He want to bless you, praise God, in a way, amen, to his undeniable. Glory to God. He want to bless you in a way, praise God, to where people, they know it's God. Hallelujah. And you so overwhelmed by the blessing till you just don't even have to say nothing. People just looking saying, now that I know that was God that did that. God want to bless you, amen. He just wants the glory. Huh? He just wants the glory of whatever it is, amen, that happens to you. He wants the glory. You know, sometimes, praise God, we don't realize, praise God, that's our God. He said, just let me bless you, let me lead you, let me guide you, just give me the glory, just give me the accolades. You don't have to, listen, All I need you to do is have faith. Amen. What kind of faith? Faith the size of a mustard seed. Just a little bit of faith. Praise God. Amen. And I'm going to show this devil exactly who your God is. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm going to show your haters exactly who your God is. Glory to God. Amen. And he's not showing your haters who he is for them. Praise God. Amen. Just for them to get their hands off of you. But for them to come to the knowledge of Christ, because their soul is required as well. Amen. Sometimes we are seeking God and we are praying, Lord, do this to my enemies. He said, but bless your enemies. He said, pray blessings on your enemies. Pray for those that despitefully use you. You know, speak blessings over their lives. Praise God. You want to see a miracle in your life? You want to see something powerful happen? Pray for your enemies. You want to see God turn some things around in your life? Pray for those that have despitefully used you. You want to see, praise God, amen, hallelujah, miracles and finances and businesses birthed out of you? Then pray for your enemies, praise God. Pray for them just as diligently as you pray, amen, for breakthrough in your life. And watch what God does for you. See, we always talk about the enemy and the adversary and this, that, and the other, but we got to understand that they belong to God too. Now, their ways, my God, Lord have mercy, but they were made by God too. And God wants them, amen, to be reconciled with him as well. So when we begin to pray for our enemies and pray their strength and that they are blessed and pray, guess what you do? You turn them, praise God, hallelujah, away from you, and they begin to see the blessings of God, and they become children of God. God told Jonah to go to Nineveh. Jonah said, I'm not going over there with them people. I don't like them people. Jonah said, not doing that. You know, I don't want to go. I don't like those people that you're sending me to. They're never going to repent. I ain't going. That's what Jonah said. But the Lord gave Jonah instructions. And when God gives us instructions, we have to do what God says do, because we don't realize it's not just a blessing in it, amen, for them. It's a blessing in it for us. Come on, hallelujah. God wants to trust us. God wants us, praise God, amen, to show, amen, show this world who he is. Come on, amen. All Jonah had to do was go on over there and do what God told him to do. Now, Jonah, after he done fell, got in the belly of the big fish and all this kind of stuff, now all of a sudden, Jonah done went, he gave the message in obedience. Now he want to sit over here and he want to watch him fall. See, that's what a lot of us do. We give good advice, and then we got a negative mindset to say they ain't going to do it right about it anyway. So we sit back and wait for them to fall. Listen, get up. Get up and move forward. It ain't no time for you. If God told you to drop a word in somebody's spirit, do something nice for somebody, even if they don't like you, do it, because it's a blessing in it for you, praise God. It's a blessing in it for them. You, listen, God, all souls are required, amen? He said, amen, praise. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, praise God. And like I say, we are so caught up with our feelings and what we don't like and who we don't like and who we don't want to be bothered with till we missing some blessings. You missing some blessings, praise God, amen. Oh, I don't care what you say, Apostle. I don't want to go over there and deal with them. But guess what? If God told you to go over there and deal with them, you going over there and deal with them. Because what he's about to do for you in your life, it goes way beyond you going over there having a conversation. It goes way beyond you going over there saying, I'm sorry, or how, what can I do to help you, or what. It goes way beyond, because it's a bigger picture to this thing, praise God. Your destiny, your life is way bigger than it's worth more than an apology. You can go over and apologize. You can go over and get things right. They may not receive it, but that's not your business. God told Jonah, go to Nineveh. Come on. It ain't your business what they do. You know, we're like, this is what we do. We go over and give people gifts and all this, and then when we come visit, we want to see where our gift is that we gave them. It's none of your business. It's none of your business what they did with it. And so you have to understand that when God gives you an assignment, you go over and do what he told you to do. It ain't your business if it work out. It ain't your business if they obey. It ain't your business. Some of us, we want to call people derogatory terms when we tell them something and they don't do what we tell them. See, look at them. I told her to go over there. Look at her. Who do you think that you are? You are not God. God wanted you to say what he, to deliver a message and get out the way. That's what he wanted you to do. Amen. Glory to God. I'm just trying to bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm not trying to get you mad at me. I can't stand Pastor Jay. But it's okay. I'm just trying to bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. God wants us, praise God, to treat his children, amen, the way he treats us. Glory to God. But some of us, praise God, think that we are the utmost authority on who God loves and who he don't love. Hallelujah. You'll be surprised, amen, on who's his favorite. Glory to God. Now let's look at this. You know, I always give the Lord's Prayer, praise God, mainly because it was instructions by Jesus Christ on how to pray. I always, if you pay attention and take notes in every video, I always give a nugget, praise God. You want God, you want some things to be activated in your life, you want a successful prayer life, praise God, then you get that, praise God, by following his word. You know, a lot of people get up saying a whole lot of different stuff, but you gotta know that the only thing that really, really works without flaw, without hesitation, is his word. Amen. You hold God to his word and you watch him move, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's look at this, praise God. Hallelujah. And we keep your mind on the Lord. Get your mind on the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to read the Lord's Prayer. I want you to just think about the words of the Lord's Prayer and understand that this is how Jesus told us to communicate with his thoughts. Amen. He said, if you want to get a breakthrough, if you want healing, if you want forgiveness, if you want to move the heart of my Father, this is how you pray. It says, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm talking about if you really want to receive the blessing, that is prayer that you pray. Amen. I want to thank everybody for that's tuning in. Praise God. We're talking about, amen, hallelujah, the Lord's Prayer and the power that's in the Lord's Prayer. And if you really, really want God to move, amen. Before we continue with this broadcast, I want to, because we're also on my Blog Talk Radio, I'm going to play a song that's on my CD, my gospel CD. How about that? Praise God. Amen. And it's called Father. All right. So get ready. And here it goes.
Father, hear my cry, Father, hear my cry, Father, hear me. broke it apart. Betrayed by deceit and lies. Forgiveness has me on the rise. Jesus is my sword and shield. All my sins he paid to be. Yes, I know that he is real. That's why I call his name. I call him
my Father.
I did over 10 years ago, you know, and I still play it, praise God, and share it, because if it blesses me still today, I know it'll bless somebody else. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are on our live as well as our live with Blog Talk Radio podcast. And just enjoying the word of God this morning. We just shared our Lord's Prayer. I want to invite you out to our 3 o'clock service over at 5922 MLK Boulevard, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. We also want you to know about different things that's coming up with My Gospel Soul and with Eagles United. On July the 12th, I will be having my pastoral installation celebration. Amen. Apostle Anita Smith will be in the house preaching the gospel, praise God, and then she's going to be installing me as a pastor, praise God, for that location. And I am excited. We got a whole lot to come in dealing with the ministry, praise God. Amen. Of course, I am welcoming anyone who wants to be a part of the church. Amen. Glory to God. We need evangelists. We need teachers. We need preachers. We need ministerial staff. We need, and let me tell you a quick testimony. Sitting in my living room, just praying about Sunday worship service at 3, and the young man that was sitting in my living room and my husband and him were discussing some business and found out that he is a organist, a musician, praise God. So sometimes he'll be joining me, praise God, coming out and blessing us in the service, praise God. I welcome you, praise God, amen. The house of God is just that. It's God's house, amen, and his children are welcome. So again, if you want to be a part of Eagles United Ministries, Full Gospel Church, you will join us on Sundays at 3 p.m., praise God, amen, at 5922 MLK Boulevard Houston, Texas, 77021. Okay, we have our Bible studies online, Facebook Live, just like this right here. Amen. At on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. And we have a whole lot of stuff that we do when it comes to the overall ministry. So it's plenty space. It's plenty things for you to do. Plenty things for you to get involved with. Praise God. We got plenty broadcasts on blogtalkradio.com/mygospelsoul. For an easier way to get to us, just put mygospelsoul.com. Amen. And just check out what it is we do and see where you fit in. Then call me up and say, Pastor Jay, I think I know where I go, where I fit. Amen. Glory to God. Pray about it. And if God has giving you a heart to be a part of our ministry, just come on in. Amen. Now, our ministry really is a ministry of evangelism, praise God. We believe in that everybody is welcome. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't want you to sit back and say, well, I'm not good enough. I'm not ready. I don't have this in order. I don't have that in order. That's not what our ministry is about. That's not what the church is about. Listen, we want to meet you right where you are because God did that for us. Praise God. Amen. So again, welcome on. You're welcome in the house. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now we go on to our scripture reading. In our scripture reading, today's scripture is 2 Corinthians 11:3. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. And Galatians 5:1. In this freedom, Christ has made us free, completely liberated us. Stand fast then, and do not hamper or be held ensnared, and submit again to the yoke of slavery, amen, which you have once put off. And that's our scripture for today. So turn over there with us, praise God, because we're going to get into this word. Praise God, mainly because I love this scripture today because we don't understand freedom. We don't understand the freedom that God speaks about. You know, when we hear freedom, I know we hear slavery, but how do we stay out of it? How do we get out of it? How do we get free? How do we stay free? Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to be talking about that today, and I hope that it blesses you. Father God, bless this word. Hallelujah. Lord, bless us, Father God, that we be good ground. Amen. That as this word is deposited into the spirit of those listening, that they understand just how you want us to live, just how you want us, amen, glory to God, to treat one another, just how you want us, praise God, amen, to think, amen, to walk. Glory to God. Amen. Like you say, amen. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, help us with freedom today. In your son Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And amen. Glory to God. So, we're turning over to 2 Corinthians 11:3. Amen. Let's go over there. See, I think that's the New King James Version. I love to read out of the King James. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I love to read out of the King James. Praise God. I'm just one of them King James babies. Okay. Just, you know, some people say, well, it's just giving an understanding. Okay. Amen. But I'm just a King James person. Praise God. Y'all can see my Bible rag taggedy. But don't get mad at me. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll be in this word. Amen. 2 Corinthians 11:3. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise. Amen. If you have made it there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. Looking at this, 11:3, it says, but I fear lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety. As we can see, the scripture is starting off helping you understand that the enemy is not just going to knock on the door and say, hey, I'm here to screw your life up. Hey, I'm here to rob you blind. Hey, I'm here. The enemy does not show up, come on, and tell you what they intend to do. Come on, amen, hallelujah. The devil don't show up and say, I'm here to ruin your children's life. I'm here, knock, knock, I'm here to take you through all kinds of turmoil, and I'm here today. No, the enemy does not state what he's there for. He's slick, he's subtle, and he's cunning. Come on, amen. I'm just trying to help you today, praise God. You need to understand that the enemy, praise God, because some people are sitting back and they are seeing signs and warning signs and all these different things, but at the same time, you're getting something out of it, so you don't want to mess with it. Let me help you with something. It may seem like it's okay right now. You can put up with it right now, but in a minute, it's going to be out of control. Oh, glory to God. It's going to be out of control. It says that the serpent beguiles, he deceives, he finds out what you like, he finds out what you dislike, he becomes what you want at that moment and at that time. Like a lot of women get in relationships, they done already told the man everything that they want and need from him, and he became that. Then as soon as you marry him or move him in your house around your children, he becomes psycho. And it's the same thing with some women. They become everything that man say he want. I want a strong woman. I want this, that, and the other. Sometimes you got to be quiet and let a person reveal to you who they are, praise God, so you won't be deceived. But the serpent, his MO is to come in subtly and quietly, and before you know it, boom, you. That's what he does. He's slick and he's cunning. His job is to deceive you. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. It says the serpent beguiled Eve. The serpent catered to Eve's curiosity, catered to Eve's that wanting or that need to see. The enemy can't play on anything that ain't already there. Glory to God. The enemy can't come in and just if you're not looking for a short man, the enemy can't come in. If you're not looking for you, it's something going on with you or something you're looking for that makes you say, hey, let me go. Well, he do this, or she do that, and that, and they was right on time, and this, that, and the other. It sometimes it don't matter if somebody walked in right on time. You still gotta say, Lord have mercy. You still got to say, Lord, reveal the plan of this person in my life. Is this person a part of my destiny? Is this a trick of the enemy? You got to be a watchman on the wall at all times when it comes to your life. The serpent is slick and cunning. He beguiled Eve through his subtlety. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Watch this. So your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Hallelujah. So your minds, amen, hallelujah. The only way, glory to God, watch this, I'm going to help you. The only way that this bondage, because some of them say, I got to stay with him. I got to stay with him because God will change him and this and the other. And the whole time, your whole life is going down the drain. It takes Christ to come in and corrupt that connection. Come on, to corrupt that, amen, with him, to interrupt it with his ways, interrupt it with his grace, interrupt it with his mercy, interrupt it, amen, with his understanding. Some of us are in some stuff that God didn't ordain for us to be in, but because the serpent came in real slick, come on, real quiet and real slow, it took its time. Let me tell you something. The devil's strategic too. Sometimes you hear people say, I'm working on them. Or you hear people do that in business. You'll get attached to folks and you'll be like, how did I get it? Because they came in and they listened and they watched. It's folks that attach themselves to me. Next thing you know, I don't see them no more because they didn't got all the information that they need. They done came in and jacked up everything that you got going on. Now they gone and building their own stuff. You got to watch because the enemy, listen, the enemy will come in, praise God, and play on your feelings and play on your emotions and play on. That's why you got to make sure that you are sober. What you mean, Pastor Jay? Stay sober. Don't let your feelings run your life. Don't let what you've been through in a past relationship run your life. Don't let your need or wanting or a desperate place, oh, I'm so lonely, run your life. Oh, I need a man, and my mama say I need to get married and all that. And before you know it, you got married to a Tasmanian devil. You need to make sure that you are sober in all your decisions. You got one time to let the enemy to get weak or to get drunk off of your emotions, and boom, you make a decision. It's the same thing when folk out of their anger, he say get angry, but sin not. Some of us be drunk in our anger and bust windows out of cars and slash tires and do all kinds of stuff. When you drunk in your emotion, the enemy say, up, that's my stuff. I'm finna get in this. But you gotta learn, praise God, to come back to yourself quickly. And don't allow the enemy, praise God, amen, to set you up for failure. And if you caught up in your emotion, if you caught up, praise God, amen, a drunk off of what you've been through, drunk off of what somebody did to you, if you are in a drunken state, then guess what the enemy say? I could come in and I can wreak some havoc right here. You got to always be on alert, watchman on the wall. He told us to be watchmen at all times. You can't risk everything that God is doing for you, praise God, just by one moment of drunkenness. Get angry, but sin not. Because the enemy, like I say, he slide right on in there and get in your ear and say, now, look at you. Look where you at. Look at you. Look what you're doing. Job wife did it. Come on. David wife did it. David wife, somebody, look at you. You're supposed to be a man of God. You're supposed to be a king. Look at you out there dancing all out your. Job wife say, where your God at? You losing everything. Where your God at? You have to be careful who's talking to you when you in a go-through. You got to be careful who you surround yourself with when you are in a go-through, when you are in a wilderness, because we all going to go through a wilderness, cup 3, 4 times, 5, 6 times. But you got to be careful who is talking to you while you're in your wilderness situation. You got to be careful who you attach yourself to while you're in your wilderness situation. If you don't, listen to me. Like they're talking about them one night stands, you went to Vegas, got drunk, partied hard, woke up married. That's how it is with the enemy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You have to be careful, ever so careful. Glory to God. But Christ, when you allow Christ to come in, he corrupts, he interrupts, and he messes up that transmission. Come on, hallelujah. He messes up that communication with the enemy and puts his love in there. Come on. And he puts his joy in there, and he begins to heal you, and he begins to bring his grace in, and he comes in fully equipped and ready to operate. Glory to God. Amen. If you are down, if you are going through something or come out of something, it's important that you go through healing. It's important that you go through the process. It's important that you allow God to walk you through the process hand in hand like a baby. You ever got sick and call your mama? You ever got sick, say, mama, I'm sick. Can you come by here? You know, and mama show up with chicken soup and all kinds of Tylenols and Theraflus and stuff like that. That's how God wants to be in our life. He wants to show up with all our stuff. He said, I got you. Just hold on. Give me a minute. But we put so many people in that position. That position belongs to God. Let's look at our next scripture. And yeah, this is one of my favorites, y'all. Like I say, y'all looking at my raggedy Bible, but don't hate. Come on. My Bible is tore up from the floor, but guess what? That word is still in there. Listen, today we're talking about only Jesus. That's who you need, praise God. He's saying, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage in our next scripture, praise God. In verse 1, it says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty, this Galatians 5 and 1, wherewith Christ has made us free. And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Have you ever noticed that when you go back, it's worse? When you get back in the situation with somebody or something, it's worse. And some of us make excuses for getting back in it. Oh, I love them. Oh, well, they apologize. Oh, listen, forgive them and move on, move forward. But when some situation or somebody shows you who they are, you accept that and give them to God. It's not, you are not God. You can't change a person. You can't make somebody treat you right. You can't make somebody be better in business. You can't do, that's not your job. That's not for you to do. Your job is to forgive them and move forward, because it's the reason God allowed you to see who they are. We don't even pay attention to that part. Why did God show you who they are in the first place? He showed you who they are because he wanted you to understand that they're not going to be good for the rest of this walk. They're not going to be good for where you are. And you got to learn. See, some of us, we think because we're friends, then we can be in business together. That's not true. They just because they're your friend don't mean they're good in business. Amen. Oh, that's my best friend, so my best friend gonna be this. That. No. You gotta understand that's two different things. Forgive and move forward. Be not entangled again to the yoke of bondage. Watch this. It says, behold, I Paul say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. It's going to profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Watch this. Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. Justified by the law, you fall for grace. Okay, you're saying, okay, Pastor Jay, what is this saying? What Paul was saying, when you return unto your old ways, when you return to an old relationship, have you ever noticed that now you can't really say nothing about what this person is doing because you left them for that in the first place, or you put them out for that in the first place? But now that you have received them back, it's like saying, go ahead and do it to me again. Go ahead, because I obviously don't mind you doing that. I know that sounds harsh, but that's the truth. Glory to God. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know how much plainer to put that. Glory to God, hallelujah. Jesus came to this world and paid for our sins, taking our punishment upon himself. He became our substitute. Amen. He became our substitute, paid the debt we owe. You got to understand that nobody has the right to take you through anything. Come on, amen. You don't have to make yourself a martyr and get back into relationships and get back into stuff, you know, and all this stuff for the sake of other people, because Jesus paid it all on the cross for you. For them, too. They just haven't come into the knowledge of it. My God, hallelujah. He did all this freely because of his great love, grace, and mercy. He inherited all the Father has to give, and tells us that we are joint heirs, come on, with him by virtue of our faith. What is this saying? Why is it saying all this? Because it's trying to let you know the relationship we have. It's trying to let you know that you don't have to go through nothing that ain't ordained by God. When God reveals somebody's motives in your life, praise God, you have a right to let it go. You have a right to walk away. You have a right to say, I forgive you, but I'm moving on. I am not going to get myself caught up in this again. Let me tell you something, quick nugget. If you have attached yourself to somebody or something or a business and you've lost more than you've gained, let that go. That is not ordained by God. That is not where you are supposed to be. They are not a part of your destiny. You have to be willing to let it go. I just want to bless you today. Amen. God is good. Amen. Wonderful message, wonderful broadcast. We definitely are going to pray. Amen. Because I believe, praise God, amen, it's time for you to come out of that place of bondage. It's time for you to let go, amen, and really let God take you to your next place. Some of us don't want to leave people behind. Some of us, praise God, want to take everybody with us. But let's just be real, praise God. Everybody is not going to be able to go with us. Everybody is not going to be able, praise God, amen, to walk this thing out with us. And I don't mean you ain't going to see them no more in your life. I'm just saying right now is not going to be the time that they can walk with you. And you're going to have to just be accepting to that. You're going to have to accept that. You're going to have to say, well, Lord, show me how to let go. Lord, give me the words for this conversation. And sometimes you got folk that just, no matter how you say bye or this is over, they won't leave you alone. Sometimes you just need to sever it. Amen? Stop the phone calls. Put on block. There's so many ways to you're going to have to do it right now in this season. And I'm one of them pastors, I ain't scared to tell you to let it go. Let it go. It might just be for a season, but for right now, it's not conducive to where God is taking you. It's not helping you in your life. Let it go. God wants you to walk in freedom. He wants you to do his will in freedom. He don't want you carrying around heavy bags of depression and anxieties and feelings that wanna, you know, all of this stuff, and you still trying to do the Lord's will. Listen, let it go. God has that situation. God is going to take care of that problem. He's going to take care of that person. He's going to, listen, that's it. Those are his children. Those are his children, and he knows what's best for them. Let's pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this broadcast on today. We thank you for this live on today. We ask you, Father God, that everybody that's tuning in and they know of that person or that business or that alliance that is ungodly, is not of you, it is not growing, and is ultimately destroying them. We ask you, Father God, to just meet them right where they are. Lord, give them the words that they need to say, or if they need to abruptly stop it, Lord, give them the strength to sever the tie. Lord, help them during the wilderness, during the midnight hour, Father God, as their heart breaks or however it goes, if it's an emotional tie or soul tie, as that tie is being broken, in the mighty name of Jesus, give them the words to pray in prayer. Let them lay out before your face, Father God, before your feet. Let them call on you, glory to God, when it seems as though they want to turn back. Let them know that if they turn back, they're going to turn to a pillar of salt. In other words, they will become stagnant. They won't be able to produce. Let them know, Father God, that it's very important to be obedient to you today, and we thank you for it right now. Give them strength is our prayer. And we thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Eagles United. Praise God, amen. Where we are breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God. Hallelujah. I'm so excited. Amen. As y'all can see, I'm doing like two things at one time. But just believe in God. Amen. For great things to happen in your life. Because I know that he is able. I know he is able to do exceedingly more abundantly above all you can ask or think. And I say that often so that we can get in a place where we understand that he is in full control. I want to say God bless you. Amen. And may the peace of God be with you. Welcome to Eagles United Ministries, where we are breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God.